words that Matthew put in his mouth, and Matthew alone does this. Jesus says, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." It's hard for us to tell just reading the story, but that was a conversation stopper, or at least a sentence that ended what was a bit of an argument between Jesus and his cousin John. I think it also was a sentence written to end an argument that was going on in Matthew's community about what sort of Messiah Jesus was. And finally, I believe it is a sentence written so that we might begin to follow this Messiah and not another, into the season of Epiphany, the season of discipleship, seeking to live under the reign of the God whose living presence is being revealed even now among us. Although we know nothing of the origin of baptism as practiced by John, John simply appears in all four Gospels baptizing people in the wilderness. It is clear that those who submitted to John's baptism are sinners and subordinates. For John, the baptizer had to be greater than the baptized. So when John sees Jesus approaching him, he knows immediately that Jesus is, in John's words, more powerful. Not only that, but compared to Jesus morally, John is beneath Jesus, unworthy even to carry his sandals. This To be righteous was to be free from guilt or sin, to act according to the moral law. Surely this is the definition of righteousness that led Matthew's community to be baffled by Jesus' baptism. If any human being ever were righteous in this way, that person would have to be the Messiah. But if we're taking our cues also evoking the